nonfiction friends. We're here at the Osceola County Library System, bringing our nonfiction shelves to you, one topic at a time. This week, we're navigating the Dewey Decimal System around 133.1 and talking about the paranormal.
Ooh. Now, some of you may be asking, why this topic? Well, in October of last year, the Kissimmee Paranormal Investigators came to Hart Memorial Central Library to conduct a paranormal investigation of our own haunted history. On Thursday, January 25th, they hosted a program here at the library to discuss their findings. Now, I understand that you were actually there when they did their investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about your experience? And then we'll get into their findings.
Yeah, so they did it in 2 days because the building is so big. I was there for the first floor
investigation.
Testing. Yes.
Yeah.
And they did all up here. They did the children's department. They did the break room. It was very fascinating. It was really cool to see like the equipment they used, the grid system on the door handle where you saw the jiggle,
mm-hmm.
see if anything moved there. It was cool.
Yeah.
Very fascinating.
Now talking about that jiggle on the door handle. I did have an experience that was relayed to the paranormal investigators. Early last year, we were under construction, getting renovated, and I was in here in the building, just moving around some things, and I heard some, I guess, noises coming from a back part of the building that no one really goes into, even when we're actually open. And so I went to go check it out, which is like the number one thing you're not supposed to do,
right.
Like in a horror situation. But I went to go check it out. I followed it to this small bathroom that we have back there. I tried to turn on the light. The light kind of flickered. And, you know, at this point, I probably should have just turned around
and ran.
Yeah. But I was like, no, I want to find out what the noise was. And I turn and I see this door handle and it's kind of moving up and down and it's making like all these like noises and stuff, like moving up and down. And I was like, well, that's weird. So I grab it, I open the door, and I think it's like some AC unit area or whatever. It's completely dark in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, there's nothing in here. So I close the door again and it just starts jiggling. And I was like, well, okay, that's enough for me. I'm out.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I believe you guys also experienced something in the building.
Yes. We were in the break room, which is just down the hall from where you were, apparently at the same time, but we did not know that. We heard a really loud knocking, like someone on a door, like that.
Hmm.
So we thought it was you downstairs, like you'd forgotten your key or something and you were locked out. We didn't think anything of it.
No.
But then when you told us about the door handle, and they were at the same time,
yeah.
We got kind of spooked.
Now, they did investigate that area?
They did. They did the break room. They did the where you saw. And I have to tell you that they did in here. This room.
Oh, this room that we're recording in. Oh,
this very room.
That's great.
They had a camera in that far corner over there. And this was actually the most active room during their whole investigation.
And that's in their results as well?
Yes.
I was very
anxious to tell you that.
Oh.
They had four separate findings in this room alone. Of walking, knocking, things moving, but the motion sensors didn't capture anything. And there was no outside noise.
Now, was this the most active place in the library?
Yes, it was.
Of course. And we're in here. This is now our studio.
It was meant to be, right?
Yeah.
And then the second most active part was the break room.
That's natural.
Where people have heard the same thing, walking, knocking.
I'm always afraid to eat by myself in there. So
now you know why.
Yeah. So talking a little bit more about their findings, what else did they find?
They didn't find a lot. They said that they're still going through all of their findings because they go through it in real time.
Oh, and so that could take a long time to go through.
They did two separate evenings, which were both about 8 hours at a time.
Oh.
They're volunteers. They work on volunteer basis, so they do have jobs to fulfill as well. Downstairs in the PC area, they heard a woman screaming, but only on the audio recording. They didn't actually hear it at the time.
Mm.
Like a screaming noise. It was very intense.
Did you get to hear any of this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they played it. Oh, they played it back in, during the program? Oh.
They didn't tell us anything beforehand. We just press play, and we're all sitting there listening, and then all of a sudden, a scream. Like, you could hear the investigators talking in a corner, and then a scream.
Oof. Right? Oof. Goosebumps.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Even the ghosts know that it's pretty crazy down there.
Is this an experience that you would like to do again?
I don't think so, no. It was really fascinating. Really cool to see how they actually do it when you like see it on TV and everything. But after watching what they found here and what they found in other places and reading the experiences in those books that we've been reading, I would have to pass. I would have to pass. Because I think that you should leave well enough alone.
That's fair. That's fair.
Did you find anything in your Haunted Florida book?
I did. I found a very interesting story about a bed and breakfast, my bad, called the Ancient City Inn. Now, it's locally known as the Painted Lady. Now, there is a painting on the wall that depicts this fashionable lady. The very long neck, they made sure to put that in there, and a large dark hat. Now, she is the daughter of the family who built the house originally, and they had been living in this home for about 80 years, which is a long time to live in one place.
Yeah.
So, I mean, naturally, there would be some activity there. So, over the years, this ghost has been... simply known as Martha Lee, who's very nice. She has a nice smile. She likes fine jewelry, hats, and guests traditionally leave hats for her. Which would be nice. I would, as a ghost, that's a nice gift. I would love hats.
Anything.
Yeah.
That's awfully nice.
And her bedroom is the most requested room in the inn. So one night, a skeptical guest, as you were bound to get, came to the bed and breakfast and challenged Martha Lee to prove her existence, which I don't know if the paranormal investigator said anything about challenging spirits or ghosts.
Not really, no.
They didn't?
No, but it doesn't sound like a good idea.
No, it never really is, and let me tell you why. So at first, he retired to his room. There was nothing happened, so he went to go to bed. Laid on his bed, just went, crashed, fell apart on him as he laid down. So he calls in the inn staff, and they do their best to fix it. They deem it worthy to sleep on, which I don't know how you test, other than maybe jumping on the bed. Yeah. And so he tries to lay on it once again, falls out completely beneath him, just falls apart. So... obviously, he requests another room. He's like, I can't stay in this room anymore.
Learned his lesson.
Nor would I want to, nor would anyone else want to, I would imagine. But it's the most requested room. So he goes into another room down the hall. And he goes to leave to go, I guess, get something at the bed and breakfast. And the door just slams behind him, locking him out of the room. He cannot get back into the room where all his belongings are. So... the guy, obviously spooked out by now, he apologizes to Martha Lee, and he enjoys the rest of his day spook-free.
Spook-free. See, he just had to apologize.
Yeah. It's a nice ghost. I don't know why you would want to...
Right? Challenge. Just leave her a hat and continue with your business.
I wonder if she takes the hat.
That'd be interesting to find out. Yeah, she has like a closet where she puts all of the hats. And then when she's bored, she goes and tries them all on.
That would be a fun...
Can a ghost try on hats?
If there was one object you would like people to leave you if you were a ghost.
Well, obviously it can't be food. My first instinct would be food, but you can't eat. So there goes that. Could they just leave me cats?
I don't know if the cats would just stay there, though.
I feel like I would just like a bunch of cats.
I mean, that's fine.
Unless you can't pet them, because then that'd be really frustrating if you'd, like, go to pet them. And you can't, because you don't have any physical form.
I think for me, I would want people to leave me like retro video games.
So you can play video games all day long for eternity.
Yeah. I think I'd be happy.
That's fair. Like, I would want to be a ghost in a library, just like ours, so that I could just read books and keep up with the world.
Yeah, well, I mean, our library definitely, because it's apparently very haunted.
It is, apparently.
And you can find my story in Haunted Florida, Ghost and Strange Phenomena of the Sunshine State.
Yes, and mine was actually recommended by the Ghost Hunters.
Ooh.
Ghost Hunting Florida by Dave Lapham. I hope I said that right. They worked with him before, and the Kissimmee Paranormal Investigators are actually in this book.
Oh. Times. Wow.
Yeah.
I could see why they would recommend that book.
Yeah, and I liked it. Some good stuff in here. It talks about the cemetery where they go to sort of initialize new recruits.
Oh, did they talk about, like, if other people wanted to get started on ghost hunting?
Yes, they did. They said just to, you know, Google for a local group. And don't be afraid to ask them questions, because all groups have different beliefs. And if your beliefs don't line up with a certain group, then it's not a good fit. Yeah, and they went over their equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that the best thing to do is just bring a recorder to get started.
That's good.
So that you can catch things that you may not have heard or seen during.
Now, I know a lot of people's first impressions or first interactions with ghosts or paranormal things or things people hear about would be like Ouija boards. Is that something that they suggested?
They don't really believe in Ouija boards. They try to be as skeptical as possible as well, so that they don't get swept up in what's happening at the time.
Mm-hmm.
They all have their own beliefs within their group, but they believe that you definitely should stay respectful and don't try to instigate anything in any way.
So, like, be a human being to ghosts.
Right.
Yeah.
It carries on through eternity. Just be nice.
Yeah. Just because I can walk through walls and do all of this stuff doesn't mean that I'm not a person, too.
It's true. It's a good life lesson to learn.
Yeah, I'd say so. So we'd like to thank you guys for joining us on our premiere episode of Nonfiction Friends. If you're in the area, we do have some events that you may or may not be interested in. We'd more than love to welcome you to our beautiful haunted library.
It's true. And if you would like something that's maybe a little less scary, but some people might actually find it scary indeed, there is a bridal expo at the St. Cloud Library on Sunday, February 25th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
And so in closing, we would like to ask you one question.
Do we or don't we?